The other day, I posted a very rough short video on the theory of constraints. You can find this on YouTube at encouragement or from my website at charliegross.com. Anyway, I used the example of my creative writing and came up with the fact that my imagination is my constraint. You see, I have plenty of empty journals, plenty of pens, plenty of ink cartridges, and a good supply of bottles of ink, but all that capacity doesn't matter if my brain doesn't spew out the creative, helpful words, images, and ideas. So therefore, given that the constraint in my writing is my imagination, putting efforts anywhere else would be fruitless. More journals won't help, more pens or ink won't help. So how do I break the constraint of my imagination? How do I eliminate the constraint and get my imagination to run free so I would write more prolifically? Well, I'll just use the old-fashioned brainstorming technique and put down everything that comes to mind without judging it. Okay, here goes. You're listening in on my personal brainstorming session. Google ways to enhance imagination. Read more fiction. Read works that are out of my interest areas. Listen to podcasts on imagination. Watch YouTube videos on imagination. Pay more attention to things in life that are bothersome, inconvenient, or less than perfect. Try using different or made-up words to describe my feelings, sensations, and ideas. Try going to different places to write. Try different background music. Try different lighting scenarios. Maybe I'll even wear two different color shoes like a friend of mine. Well, no, I don't think so. And I know I'm judging here, sorry. Oh, and since I'm often one to take action right now or right away, I just put on the Cozy Cafe playlist from Amazon Music for my background. It's music fit for a coffee house. I can suddenly picture the scene with large pine tables, comfortable cushioned chairs, light conversation and laughter, the smell of dark roast coffee, and a fall-like chill in the outside air. Wow! The power of some relaxing jazz piano in the background's revolutionary. I wonder what different lighting would do for me. It might change my office atmosphere and my mood and maybe even kickstart my lagging imagination. Change could be good. It probably beats the same old stagnation. After all, what happens to water when it stagnates? A quick search says that it creates an environment conducive to the growth of harmful bacteria, fungi, and algae. It can stink, harbor parasites, and mosquitoes. Yeah, change can be good, healthy, and an imagination stimulant. Well, this was a helpful exercise for me. I have a good number of techniques to try to break the constraint of my lagging imagination. Now I wonder about you. Did I encourage you in any way to find your own constraint in your own endeavors? Did I encourage you at all to find ways to break your constraint? If so, this has been a worthwhile podcast. Have a lovely, constraint-free day.